KSRN News, I'm John Scott. A judge has dismissed some of the charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ordered six of the counts in the indictment must be quashed, including three against Trump. The judge said prosecutors failed to provide enough detail about the alleged crime of violating their oaths of office. The order leaves intact 35 other charges, and the judge wrote that prosecutors could seek a new indictment on the charges he dismissed. The case accuses Trump and 18 others of conspiring to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House has passed a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban of the popular video app TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell. Lawmakers are acting on concerns that the company's current ownership structure is a U.S. national security threat. The bill passed by a vote of 352-65. Meanwhile, Republicans are debating amongst themselves the merits of new restrictions to TikTok. Bob Agnew reports.
Some conservative Republicans favor forcing the sale of TikTok because it's currently controlled by China. Libertarian-leaning GOP Senator Rand Paul disagrees. He says by banning TikTok, the U.S. would actually be limiting free speech and acting like China. Former President Trump doesn't like the idea of taking TikTok away from the one-third of all Americans who use it, especially millions of young voters this election year. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks have been drifting around their records on Wall Street and are now mixed as a lull carries through financial markets worldwide. The Dow is ahead 155 points now, but the NASDAQ losing 101. This is SRN News. In recent years, the breakdown of American society has negatively impacted everything from religion to family life and morality. The Mississippi-based American Family Association sees its mission as informing and equipping families to begin transforming our culture back to traditional American values. Walker Wildman is AFA's vice president and spokesman.
Ever since the dawn of creation, i.e. Genesis and humanity, we've always dealt with the sin nature. And that affects our culture, it affects our society, and it affects our government. So what we're experiencing in America with the decline of religion and morality is really just a symptom of man's sin nature that has to be reined in. Whether it be government or through spiritual disciplines, what we're seeing today is just the decline of Christianity and religion.
To stem that tide, Wildman says the American Family Association wants to help families and individuals live biblically obedient lives. This is SRN News. Those convicted of misdemeanor marijuana possession in Massachusetts would see their records wiped clean under a newly announced executive action by Governor Maura Healey.
The Democrat and former state attorney general says hundreds of thousands of people may benefit from the pardons. She describes the action as the most sweeping by a governor since President Biden pardoned federal marijuana possession convictions and called on governors to follow suit. The pardons will apply to all adult Massachusetts state court misdemeanor convictions for marijuana possession prior to March 13th of this year. Rich Thomason reporting.
Police in Tennessee searching for a University of Missouri student who was last seen by friends at a Nashville bar Friday night. Video release shows 22-year-old Riley Strain crossing a downtown street. Police searching the area by helicopter and on the ground, but they have not found him. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.